another question, we were talking about the community in East Austin and everybody took care of each other and all. But I heard in the interview with Miss Rice Gardner that there was a place called Hungry Hill, I think.
Well, yes, it is. I believe it's out there by, it's Norman Elementary School.
So there were parts of East Austin where people were, had more difficulties.
Oh, I'm sure, there were. I mean, we just had a mixture of, I don't want to say the haves and have-nots, because all of us had, you know, just pretty much what we needed, or we could always find a way that they worked and provided for their families. But it wasn't always, maybe not had been the best of everything, but it was good enough for us. We ate a lot of vegetables, a lot of beans, and we still do because it's healthy. And we didn't have to take a lot of medicine. I remember we did have to take cod liver oil all the time. And mother would always pin a little bit of acidity under our undershirts, under our clothes, and that kept the colds away. Mm-hmm. Right, this little acidity was, it was a little chocolate looking square. And it, I mean, all of the medicines that worked, that were useful, that nobody had put their hand into, worked. I don't think we had any additives and preservatives and stuff in our medicines back then.
That was another question I had when at the Austin History Center or anywhere when I look at pictures of young people from the past, even from the 1950s, 60s, 70s when I was in school. Basically, everybody was slender. And now when you go to schools, there's a lot of kids who are not. And what would you, what are your thoughts about that?
They were slender? Mm-hmm. Because we didn't have, we weren't doing this. Like I said earlier, we were chatting in the other room and I said, my daughter sent me a cute little message and she said, do you remember? Do any of you remember this? And it had a library where the little drawers that you had to pull out to find the card, find the book, get the card, and all that. I told her, yes, because everybody that went to the library could think. We didn't thumb. There was no thumbing. You had to think. And that's the same thing in like using the typewriter. You had to look down, you had to use your skills. You developed them, they helped you develop them, maybe not in a really pretty way. And oh, honey, sweetheart, baby, sugar, darling, Margaret. It was Margaret. No. And they had no problem reprimanding you if you did not do it the correct way. I understand via the media that they're going back to cursive writing, and are some places, I don't know about here, but they certainly need, there are many needs for survival that our children are not getting because the focus is not on education in my mind.
What is the focus on?
I really don't know because my daughter wasn't, thank God, she came along at just the right time because she was taught pretty much the way we were. Of course, there were alterations, you know, the things were upgraded and kind of, you know, nicer, but she never went to school where I taught. Because I didn't want to interfere with her education. And I wanted her to be free as her child to be in school and not have to worry about what mama's gonna see and say. But anyways, the things that the children are not getting, I think, for survival, to be able to write a thank you note, and able to write a letter. And to me, that shows appreciation. It's important. You can just put it on the computer and everybody gets a thank you. Everybody gets an invite. Everybody gets this, everybody gets that. And we don't have time anymore. We don't have the time because everybody's got to work to take care of their families. And that's why there's a difference. Children, just, it's not their fault, but testing. And I did a lot of that because I was still teaching, and so much of it just was not, I mean, it was not even fun. It was funny to the kids, you know, because, why, Ms. Wright, why do we have to do this? I said, I don't know. They just said, you have to take this test, that test, and this test, and that test. And we didn't have, like I said, it has not gotten better, because with all, as far as food, education, living standards, all of these things, it's just too much. And it's too much for the children. They're not children anymore. And I think I was skinny. We were slender, and we had little waistlines, we had little crinoline slips under our dresses and stuff, and we had our socks, and of course, you know, we couldn't wear pants. And if we wore them on a really cold day, we'd take them off when we got to school. And we were slender because we played outside. We were on swings. My grandpa built us a swing for each of us, and we did rock school. We had steps we had to climb in the backyard. Couldn't play in the front yard because where the pretty grass was. So we had to play in the backyard. We had, and we ran a lot.